The Dark Return of Time by R. B. Russell. Narrated by Peter Silverleaf. For Rosalie. Part 1. 1. There was a subtle change in the light. I looked up from my newspaper, aware that someone was standing in front of our small shop window. Over the top of my spectacles, I could see that a man of late middle age, well-groomed and smartly dressed, was peering in at the display of Penguin Modern Classics. I decided that he was out of place, but I could not immediately identify why. I guessed that he was English. There was something about the way that he frowned and rubbed his chin. He presumably believed himself to be unobserved. He was interested in the books, but he also appeared to be disapproving. And then he was gone, leaving me feeling slightly irritated. I put down the newspaper and walked over to the door. Through the glass, I could see that he was on the pavement opposite, contemplating our sign that declared Bennett's British Bookshop. He was leaning on a cane, which had to be an affectation, and my annoyance with him increased as he checked a pocket watch on a fob chain. I was pleased to see him walk away, idly, down the Rue Berthe. It was 5:45. My father's shop was empty, and likely to remain that way. I loved it at such moments. It seemed to exist outside of time and space. The silence was an almost physical presence among the shelves, sifting down onto the books with the dust through the soft late afternoon light. The clock above the counter may have been ticking to itself, but it signified nothing. I treasured those fragile moments because they could be disturbed upon an instant by the appearance of a customer. I turned the sign on the door to Fermé, and in the small office behind the counter I switched off the lights. My father would not be returning from his book-buying trip until late, so there was no chance of a reprimand for closing early. Out on the constricted pavement, between the buildings and the parked cars, everything seemed somehow under pressure, waiting, expectant. A grey layer of cloud was pressed down tight like a lid on the city, reducing my awareness of it to just those few thoroughfares I needed to negotiate to return.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?